Hey, everybody. Thanks for stopping by. Seeing the Shit on the Podcast, episode 16. I'm your host, JC Jesse. We're back at it again, everybody. We're doing it. We're doing it live. This week, I have with me Stu Gatzo, Baroque, and Boost, the crew, all back together.
What's going on, dudes?
What's happening, fellas?
What's happening? How are you guys?
Tired.
Yeah?
Very, very tired.
Why, something happened we should know about, or?
Nah, nothing important.
Oh, okay. You know,
just,
okay.
Just
his favorite pub burned down.
My favorite pub burned down from my eyes. Straight up like that, yeah. Big baby born. Not as in, you know, just like...
Big baby.
It was a big baby.
Big baby.
No, really, like, the baby came out, and they were like, well, that's like a 10-pounder, and I'm like...
like, they just caught a bass.
Well, all the doctors and stuff were actually, you know, like, they were like, all right, let's guess how big it is. Maybe it's this big. Maybe it's this big. And it's like, yeah, wow, great. And, you know, so the closest they guessed was 9 pounds, 12 ounces. She was 9 pounds, 10 ounces.
Wow.
No, they were close.
Yeah. So wife is all kinds of torn up right now.
Mm.
To say the least.
Literally.
Jeez.
Yeah, oh, tore up from the floor up. But
well, this episode started out with a bang. Wow.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Congrats.
I get to be jealous of her because she already has more hair than I do.
So is that still supposed to be the baby's nursery that I'm looking at here?
Well, if I don't find it, buy a house between now and summer, yes.
Okay.
You're going to watch a one weekend. This is just going to transform dramatically before your eyes.
It's going to be all pink.
It's going to
be good luck, dude.
It's all going to be in boxes. There's just going to one week can be boxes. Then the next week. I just won't use my camera anymore because I'm going to be crying the whole time, you know, on my front room couch, like, hi, guys.
So is it, now I know it's been a while, so is it worse than you remember or not as bad as you remember? Or was it about like Ben said it was going to be?
This one's different, obviously, because my wife is way more torn up than last time, but
yeah, we've talked about
he was pretty he was pretty accurate on the you think you know tired.
Yeah,
you don't know tired, you think you know tired.
I don't know, I was pretty tired. I got like 6.5 hours sleep last night. Oof.
The first night home, we had the temperature apparently too low for the baby, so she'd wake up every half hour to 45 minutes. Mm. Which means we were up every half hour to 45 minutes.
Oh man.
It was a long, rough night. But we're getting better. My wife, like last night, I actually slept most of the night. My wife didn't wake me up, didn't have to wake me up. So we're all good.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I guess the whole, you know, baby's all nice and warm and cozy inside mom. Maybe maybe 62 degrees in the house.
It wasn't quite that bad. It wasn't quite that bad, but it was still just like, I went out and I'm like, okay, everybody else, guess what? We're going to adjust. It's going to be warmer in the apartment now.
Yeah.
Tough. We're no longer in charge. Mm.
Mm. Tough.
It is what it is.
Well, it's good to see you. Good to see you.
I actually look awake and human this week. Like, if you would have caught me, like, about Saturday, apparently I just looked like, you know, it was very clear something was wrong in life. Everyone said it. Like, I went to go pick up some groceries, and the lady's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm just tired. She's like, you look tired. I'm like, thank you.
I love it when people tell you that. Oh, yeah. Man, you look like shit.
Oh. Pretty much that was everywhere I went was like, you know, you look extremely tired and worn out. I could have told you that. But, yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing good.
Well, that's good. Also happy to have our buddy Boost back. Glad you're back with us,
yes.
Bud.
Thank you. I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for all the kind words and the, you know, messages and stuff. appreciate it.
Yeah, man, we miss you, and you know we're thinking about you, and like I said, glad you're back.
Thanks, man.
So, guys, you know what's pretty cool?
We also got Stu Gatso here.
Nothing happened. Like, he's... you know, you're just Stu.
I'm just
Stu. You had like a normal week that didn't have any giant life events in it.
That's
so,
what you guys fucking think. That's what you guys think.
Hey, no, it was really cold up there. Now, how was your week, Stu?
No, it's whatever. It's it's just bullshit at work. That's all it is. It's not normal though. And it was cold.
Yeah.
So moving on.
It was very cold, yes. Well, up north.
Not today. It's not today. It's really been weird. We've had like a week and a half of really cold weather this whole winter.
Yeah.
It's all fucking melting out there. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it was like 50 degrees out. It's going to be 60 degrees out tomorrow. It's crazy.
Yep. February.
I mean, like last week, they're fucking like, dude, they were lighting the train tracks on fire in Chicago to keep the tracks from like buckling.
Yeah, that's not fair. Huh?
Fucking do that on my line, please.
I got to go out.
They can't keep this train running.
I got to go out there on the 11th. I'm like, it better not fucking snow and I get stuck out there. That would suck so bad. But it's going to be nice here all week. It's going to rain all week, though, I think. But
it was 80 here today.
Oh, boy.
Don't worry, his tune will change. It's going to hit summer, and he's going to be like, God damn it, guys. It's hot as hell here.
Soon. I don't know. I'd rather be hot than cold.
I'd rather it just be fall or spring.
That's ideal. Mm-hmm. That's ideal. When you have to, like, my favorite, I think I said this a million years ago, like 100 plus episodes in a different podcast ago. But, like, my favorite is when you're driving with the car windows down and the heat up. Just, you know?
Yeah, just a touch. Perfect. Yeah.
Just a touch.
I was doing that today. I had a little bit of heat on, but I had the window down. It was nice.
It's still not right. It's not now. It's more in the fall. It's not going into the spring. It's coming out of the summer that you want that.
Yeah.
Different smell
like,
in
here. For such like similar temperatures as those two seasons can get, it's like there's something very specific about each one. Yeah, like the smell in the air. You know what I mean? It's like... And it really is like spring is like, like new life. And apparently the groundhog did not see his shadow. So I guess spring.
What about Bill Murray? Right. Bill Murray
saw his shadow.
Because that's more important. He said,
don't drive angry.
So does not seeing the shadow means...
Yeah, if he sees his shadow, he gets scared and he goes back in his hole.
Stupid.
No shadow means more winter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah. What I was going to say is, you know what's pretty cool? Is when all of a sudden you get a video game you didn't know that you were going to be getting and you get it for free.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about Apex Legends?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, Stewie G and I, well, not in a match together, but we were just playing right before the show. I downloaded it when I got home and kind of breezed through the training mission. I mean, it's pretty standard stuff, right? You know, except for the ping. You know, you could ping things and let your teammates know where other things are, but it's pretty standard fare when it comes to, you know, like a first-person shooter. But first-person battle royale, it was pretty fun. I mean... The match I was in was pretty quick, but I'm excited to be able to play more. It's got a nice feel to it.
Yeah, it really does feel snappy and responsive. Mm-hmm. Like the gunplay feels. So I've played two matches.
Yeah.
The first match I landed, ran around like an idiot. I was like, "What am I doing?"
Yeah. I found a pistol. Where are things?
And I found a pistol. I was so happy. I didn't realize I only had three rounds of ammunition. Literally three. I was like, boom, boom, boom. And then I was like, "Now what?" So I was trying to. I was trying to slap the guy. That's what I was trying to do, and it just didn't work. But the second match, I had three kills, and my squad, like with no comms or anything, but we actually stuck together. We made it to three squads left. I think there was like, I don't know, I think eight people left is what it said. Three squads, eight people. So there was like...
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We did pretty good. I don't know how many people start in there. Is it? It's not 100.
It's at 60.
It's like 60?
Yeah.
60. Okay. So literally three matches I played. It's weird. It's like there's eight characters that you get to choose from. I think it was eight. And they're like different classes. So it's like got a little element of a hero shooter to it.
Yeah,
they're all going to have different abilities that they can do. Cool. That's a refreshing take.
The guns definitely felt like Titanfall to me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
They felt nice.
Good on you, Respawn. I just think it's awesome. Like, I think I had saw something about this the other day, like this weekend, but didn't really know, like, what it was or anything. Like, I think I saw something. They were like, Respawn is working on a VR game. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, well, they're making an announcement and it could be out today. I'm like, oh, wow, no shit. And it's pretty cool. I mean, everybody, I see all this, of course, all this fucking bullshit about, like, people are pissed because it's not Titanfall 3. But, I mean, who gives a shit? It's a new fucking game. Just go play it. It's free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, go play Titanfall 2 again. Like,
I never got into any battle royales. Like, PUBG, I never even tried it. It just doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't look like my kind of thing.
Barbecue and Fortnite, I played for a while. It was fun.
It's fun, but you can definitely tell.
We played it in another we played it in another lifetime ago, though. What we were playing was not what is there now.
But I mean, I'm sure. Even still, that game is still a PC game. It should.
Yeah.
The translation to Xbox was.
Well, it's not even about that. It's just the idea of spawning in there and then trying to find loot, and when you die, you die. Like, I don't know. It's never been my thing. But this one, it doesn't have that same bullshit feeling. Like, both games, I was able to find something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty easy to spot these cache things that you can go and pick up weapons. So I didn't find myself running around without a weapon for a long time. I felt like when we got into the engagements, it felt nice and snappy. Like, I didn't feel at a disadvantage with an SMG or an assault rifle that I had. I'm sure that all this stuff is going to, you know, it's going to solidify over time. I played two matches, but first impressions feels like a BR that, I don't know, I might get into. There's no building. There's no nonsense of that kind of stuff. Like, I can't. Yeah. I could never do that shit.
Yeah.
So,
no, it's fun. It's cool.
Try it. It's free.
There's more depth to it than the average BR game, you know?
Yeah, and it's set in the Titanfall universe.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Like, that's, you know.
Well, what I like of it is that it's not, as best I can tell, it just puts you in a squad of three. Like, you don't have the option to go in by yourself. Like, you can run away from your squad if you want.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure they'll have those solo things, but it's cool how you need the different classes, you know? So we're going to be able to figure out, okay, what are you running? What am I going to run? What are you going to run? It's kind of like a little MOBA there. All right, it's an interesting take on it. I want to play more.
What's cool too is you can't double up on like one character. So like if one person chooses like the robot, then another person in your squad can't choose the same character.
Oh, cool.
So there's no doubling up on characters.
And isn't it convenient that Fortnite had trios available today?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
Weird.
Suck it, Epic. You think Apex is going to have some shitty concert in the middle of? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just being an asshole right now.
Concert?
I kind of agree with Baroque there. Concert. So, anyways, that's just crusty old man talk.
Well, people are like, I heard somebody say. Actually, they were talking about it on the radio today, and they were like, you know, I don't know if I could consider it my son's first concert. I'm like,
no,
not really.
No,
like,
no.
Concert is when you go out somewhere. Like, I mean, I'm the first person to say that that's really cool. That's a neat idea.
Yeah, it's a cool thing to do. Yeah.
You know, it's a really cool thing to do, and it's awesome that Epic can do that, where all of a sudden they could just create this thing in the middle of the game, you know, kind of like when the spaceship took off. You know, and I remember I was in the game when the spaceship or the rocket
missile
missile launch took off. and it was like everybody got to watch it together. You know, it was like a shared experience. But it's funny, like that whole thing kind of brings it closer to. It's got a real Ready Player One kind of feel about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. It was very, very cool. It's easy to shit on it, but it was neat. I felt bad. Dill, he had Fortnite taken away, so he didn't get a chance to play it. So all his buddies were telling him about it. Yeah. Hey,
he's gonna remember that in like 20 years. He's gonna be on his own podcast. He's gonna be like, you know what? My dad took my freaking Xbox away from me that weekend. He's gonna remember it.
Hey, you want to watch a Marshmello concert? Don't fucking mouth off to me.
Yeah, don't mess around.
Yeah, don't mouth off to me. Don't say, whatever, Dad. You know?
Huh.
You say some whatever. Shit like that, then you get Fortnite taken away. That's how it goes.
Even just those words together. A Marshmello concert. Like, what the hell are we even talking about here?
Oh, I'm
how
sorry.
How old am I? Hey, how fucking old am I? I've never felt more out of touch than this Fortnite concert. Mm-hmm. I mean...
Hey, you know what? Stick Jimmy Eat World in Fortnite. I'll go to that fucking concert.
Yeah. You will? I won't go to that either.
You won't go see Jimmy Eat World? Jimmy Eat World's playing with Third Eye Blind this summer. I'd go to that.
You've mentioned that a couple times now. So.
I'm telling you. Jimmy Eat World has some good fucking songs, dude. Jesus.
They do. They do. Yeah.
All right, let me go to Spotify. I'm gonna get ready for our picks today. I'm going to see if I might have a little Jimmy selection middle? For you. I'm not going to.
Hey, if Counting Crows was in Fortnite, could you imagine, like, there's no other a band that could be further from Fortnite?
Counting the Crows. Rolling Stones.
Well, the Rolling Stones I could see. Hey, guys, Blues Traveler's playing in Pleasant Park this week.
Yes.
Real Big Fish?
Real Big Fish, yeah. That would actually be really fucking cool.
The Mighty Mighty Boss Tones?
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, a bunch of shit happened in, like, video games this week. The whole Last Word thing happened. That was pretty neat. Did you... well, Baroque, you probably don't have yours yet.
No, I don't. I'm on step two of that. That's as far as I've gotten.
Did you guys almost done? Yeah, I know that you were working on it, Boost. Stu, did you get yours?
I'm at the last step. I have to go do the quest.
All right. There's a trick to it. If you
I don't know if you looked it up,
but if you
I didn't look it up. I was playing with Law Dog the other night, and he's like, "I'll let you know that I had to go. I had to go Google it, Stu." I'm like, "Well, I don't give a shit, so just tell me." And he just told me so. Yeah.
It was fun, though. I mean, that didn't take anything away. And you know what? That kind of segues into something that I want to talk about. But I thought that the last part was really cool. I think we can all agree that Meef will probably never get his. I think he's still at 3% on...
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, Meef. Boy. So
you know what's neat though, real quick on that Last Word quest, when you get to the part, not when you have to do the crucible kills, but I think it might be the next step even, where you have to do you have to get the 50 larvae, you have to get the 3 witches rituals,
yeah,
and then you also have to get the medals, the crucible medals.
Blood for blood or
best served cold. You can earn those medals in Gambit.
No shit.
I don't know if that's... Well, it might be glitched because I finished that step playing Gambit. I had like 4 or 5 more medals to get, and then I was on with Meef and Law Dog and someone else. I don't remember. Apologies. Oh shit, broke. Sorry.
It was like one of the first nights I played.
I'm trying to think. It's true. Anyways, I finished the medals there. I didn't even realize. Just popped up.
Well, that's pretty cool. I didn't even know that you could do that there. The crucible step, the first crucible step, you know, with the
that's where I'm at right now.
The killing things. And then we all played together to try and achieve that, and of varying degrees of success. But Stu, I think you said it best, where it's like, you know what, fuck this. I'm playing by myself because when I solo queue, I'm a god, but playing with you guys. Yeah, I'm
fucking amazing.
That's so good. And that's exactly what I did. Like,
I put up 30 kills all the time.
Oh, yeah. Just
never with anybody in the party.
Dude, I played one game without you guys and finished it. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Good shit. But I know, but Boost. So when we were playing together and you were like, I know I don't know if you were like halfway kidding or not. You're like, why don't they just fucking give it to me? Why do I have to do all this shit?
Well, I don't mind doing the quests and stuff. And yeah, I understand.
That's what I was saying. You were like halfway kidding, but.
Yeah. Like I understand it's for a cool gun, but, I kind of miss the days of like where exotics just dropped.
Oh yeah, like, for sure.
Like you open the chest, boom, there it was.
Yeah, so that's something that like they do that still, but they've limited it to like so few exotics, and they started. Oh, we want more exotic quests. That's cool, but I still miss kind of how D1 did exotic quests. Well, yes. You had a chance at getting an exotic quest. Right now, it's like, oh, you want an exotic quest? Here's the exotic quest. Go do it whenever you want. It's like, yeah, it kind of takes away some of the fun of like, oh, I did it. You know, you have to go turn in bounties and then you might get an exotic bounty. Yeah,
because what? I mean, Bad Juju came from a quest. Thorn came from a quest. And
Pocket Infinity.
Now.
And then the machine gun. What is the machine gun?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Those were the four exotic quests you could get. And I know because I've done all multiple times, as Stu pointed out on Twitter, like this last word quest thing, it's not that bad. He remembers doing Thorn. And then I was like, I went back and thought, I'm like, damn it. I did Thorn three separate times. And I only did it once with a character that actually had a void subclass unlocked.
And that was back when if you deleted something, it was gone.
It was gone.
But it had me thinking that the reason why there's all these quests, and I think this probably has a lot to do with like the content creator meeting out at Bungie, is that like if you notice now, like in vanilla D2, there wasn't any of these things. So once people like kind of made videos on how to do this or how to do that, like how to beat this boss, like. There's really nothing much to say, and I think, like, every single week, you know, I watch it, what's up, guys? How is you? Or, you know, Mesa Sean, who's back at it again with another Destiny 2 video. Those guys have content to put out every single week now. You know, either it's, you know, upcoming news about whatever, or, like, these exotic quests. Like, you really don't have to stress out about, oh, how am I going to do this? Like, as soon as that dropped, I was like, well, you know.
Give me 20 minutes.
I'm going to know how to do it. And, like, you know, and, like, by the time I get home tonight, somebody's going to have a video up because they've completed the damn thing. But I think it's a big part of why we're getting all these quests is because, you know, I 100% believe that. Dog, what are you doing, man? Come here, babe. It's because, you know, it's a very symbiotic relationship. You know, the content creators are keeping people interested in the game, and Bungie's giving the content creators something to put out there so they can still have interest in their channels, you know, that is Destiny related. So that's why things just aren't dropping anymore. Like, any of these guns that are going to come back, they're all going to be on quest now because you need a 10 minute and 15 second video to tell you all about how to get that gun. So it's not,
like I said,
not
I all, just,
Thorn
I
isn't just going to drop out of the air, you know?
I wish it was, you know, back to randomly dropped. I don't care about making it behind a big quest, but make it kind of like Malfeasance where you couldn't just get that quest. You had to wait for a specific thing and then, oh,
but there's still dropping things, right? It's just place specific, like, you know, Lamanark or Jotun. Like, they're just dropping, but you have to go to the forge to get them to drop, and, you know,
I'm gonna take the different position here.
Okay.
I like the quest. The quest because it's like it's a slow drip. Mm-hmm. You know? So right now I have to just worry about getting the last word. I mean, the sniper from what, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago now?
Yeah.
I still don't have that. I have to wait until I do all of these steps, until I can wait to do another step. And like, with at least the last word, I know I got to go do one more thing. I get a gun. The next time in 3 months, 4 months, whenever the next little drop of content is, and we get to go do Thorn, I know that I have that content to look forward to, just to chase it. Like, I know what you mean, Kev. And I think maybe the solution is engrams in the wild. They shouldn't auto decrypt anymore for exotics. No,
that's one of those things that I've said, you've said, I've agreed with, the whole you pick up half the engrams and they just auto decrypt. It's like
I'll give you the purple ones, like the low level purple ones, fine.
But you're right, exotics.
Why do you get a prime engram that you have to go decrypt, but an exotic one you walk right over? Like, I'll never forget. It was when Geomags dropped for me. I was just I saw the thing down at the end of this like hallway, and I was really tempted to just fly back to orbit and let it go to my postmaster, just so I didn't know what it was. But it was late, and I was like, forget it. So I ran over it, and it was Geomags. I was so happy I saw it there, but still, like, there was a part of me that just said, maybe I'll just kind of. I'll put it to my postmaster so I don't know what it is until tomorrow. Like, just a little present, you know?
Yeah.
Most of the time you're disappointed, but you get that little, maybe.
I will say the last word quest is good. I thought it was fun. I think a couple of the parts are a little grindy. I think the
15 lost sectors, man. Like
15 lost sectors? It's like, why?
It's like, now you're just fucking making me do shit just to do shit.
Like one of like five.
It's such an arbitrary number. Like, cool. You know what? 15 lost sectors sounds about right. And it's like
something you do once every now and then.
Yeah. And you know what? I used to be stubborn about what lost sector I wanted to go to, but I'm 100% on board with the one on Titan where you have to kill the ogre.
Run back and forth?
God, that one is so fucking easy. I've held out for the longest time because I like doing the one in, was it Whining Cove, I think? But
I don't know.
That's the better. It's definitely the better one.
Only time I do a lost sector is when I have to for a quest. So they're like, fuck you, Stu, do 15 of them, bud. So I did. Took me 15 minutes because I just ran back and forth and killed that ogre every time.
So
either he would get a grenade and shotgunned, or he would get chaos reached, and I would just rinse and repeat.
Well, I'll get there at some point. But I have another question for you guys. Do you think they will ever bring back the class-specific exotic quest? Like Talok and, they did that. Like, Warlock, you could do this quest, and you got...
Man, that Warlock. Gun was sick.
I think everything Warlock, is on the table at this point, bro.
Ace of Spades, and then I don't even remember what the Titan one was. But you got the Mobius shotgun and then the Titan exotic.
Titan was the auto rifle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I really, really hope so. And it's funny, like, I'm thinking now, I have a feeling... that I'm looking at the auto rifle right now. Fabian strategy. I'm looking at my D1 dim, and I'm actually checking out the engrams. Like, I miss the way the engrams looked. Like, it was like a, you know, like a helmet with like a bunch of lines through it. You know what I mean? It was like a white helmet, and I don't know. The engrams looked really cool in D1.
Anyway, I'll go back and look. I have
But I feel like now that Bungie is separated from Activision, I feel like they're going to stick with this thing that they're doing right now with the seasons and the passes. And I'm really hoping that they just kind of like, when whatever the new iteration of Destiny comes out, they drop the numerals and don't call it like, now is it Destiny 2 Forsaken or is it just Destiny Forsaken?
It's Destiny Forsaken. They've actually started to walk away from the numbers as it is. It's Destiny 2, but they went... They're just calling it Forsaken. They've pretty much gone past that. And I think that's a better strategy. It's like, let's have the Destiny platform. Just give it something like Destiny Infinite or Destiny Expand. Give it something like that.
Destiny and then Extreme. It's just a new.
Hopefully not that, but you know, just give it some kind of base that like doesn't have any kind of it's Destiny 3, Destiny, and then just have the expansions that just build off of it. I'll be happy.
Yeah, I mean, and I know, you know, we've talked about this before about bringing back like the D1 weapons and things like that, and why do they need to do that? But you know what? Those things were so much fucking fun. Why not bring them back? Like, you know, I heard them talking on a video, today that there's a good chance Hawkmoon is going to come back.
You know what? Hell yeah.
Hawkmoon was amazing, and we got the shitty version of it on Xbox. And I still loved using that gun.
Year 2 Destiny 1, that was my jam. And then they went and nerfed it into the ground again. Mm-hmm. And I still loved that gun, though.
So
I'm just looking because I'm seeing you said that and I pulled it up.
I mean, I think they, whatever they had data mined, they found that, you know, Hawkmoon is there. And so I don't know. I think if there's any way, and I know that, you know, we were talking about this in the Discord the other day and, you know, about like what guns that we really liked and Agent H brought up Bad Juju. Man, I fucking love Bad Juju. That gun was so much fucking fun.
Yeah.
And it hit like a truck. Like when you pulled that trigger, it was like tung. And I don't know, there's just so many of them that I really liked. And I hope that they somehow find a way to bring back some of D1 into Destiny 2 and expand on the universe that they've already created. You know, I mean,
that'd be cool.
They have a lot of things out there. Like, you know, ideas that they, you know, like the space Doritos that are supposedly coming to get us at some point. But they could still keep that story going, but give us the old stuff too, you know, like, you know, give us the old locations. Like, how much fun was it, like, going back to the Cosmodrome for that what one mission and
Thunderlord?
Yeah,
that for Thunderlord. And actually,
I re-downloaded D1 because I want to go back and, you know, I don't know. I've just been feeling very nostalgic for D1.
Nostalgic, lately. Yeah. But that's the thing. I think about, like, that concept. It's quarantined and you're not supposed to go back. They have it built in for DLC. Oh, we're going to reopen the Cosmodrome. Nothing else. And they can just reintroduce that. They have the maps already.
Well, they got to rebuild them again because they have a different engine. Like, they have to recreate everything.
It's all different. There was a thread on Twitter today. I was trying to find it where one of the devs was like, it's not just flip the switch. Everything has to be rebuilt.
I understand. And, I mean, they have a model and they could reopen part of the Cosmodrome and then change what they need to, but open up part of it. As a DLC, so they have, you know, basic framework of they know how it should be built. Yeah, they have to rebuild it, but I mean, it's not starting from scratch where they had to come up with a whole new world like they've done with like Mars.
I have a feeling that something like this is coming, just based on what Luke Smith had said, you know, in regards to Vicarious Visions working on the final season of the pass and calling it like their swan song. Like it's something like, you know, like they're working on something amazing. Like this is like, I don't know. Part of me feels like it is something a little bit more nostalgic, before we get into whatever, you know, the new Forsaken-ish, thing is going to be. I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about Destiny this week. Like the other day,
all the old D1 exotics, and like there's some of them in here, and it's like I miss these.
Yeah, like I had a good idea the other day. I was telling Stu, I was like, you know what? We have a button to like delete stuff, a button to compare things. Why isn't there a button in our character screen to just send something to the vault? Like if you just press like A and it just sent whatever it is to the vault,
yeah,
instead of you having to transfer it, like you could delete it. Why can't you send it to the vault?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think it was when we had Dim on. He was saying, if you're transferring stuff to your vault, like while you're loading, they can get deleted sometimes.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if there's like an issue where but you can't really do that.
Yeah.
Because if you're like loading into something and you're like in your menu.
Yeah, true.
There could be some issues. I don't know. But
I had some other thoughts here. This one I thought would be really neat is that what if there was like a mini game within like the game? You know how people were doing the permadeath thing for a while? Or like,
yes.
You know, trying to Destiny, trying to see how long they could stay alive with one character, like start a new character and play it until they died. And people were like making it pretty fucking far. I would not be able to make it that far. You guys know that.
I would die to a
you guys know that.
Like it'd come around the corner and hit you and be like, well, there goes 3 hours.
Yeah, not one of us would make level 20.
So here's my
idea. I'd blow up a sparrow.
What if, like, just to make a little fun game out of not dying, what if there was like some kind of token system or XP system where if you, like, the longer you stay alive, like, the more tokens you earn. But if you die, they get erased. It's just, it's kind of like gambling on yourself, right? And so you could use these to go purchase, you know, fucking cores or weapon parts or shards or whatever. You know what I mean? But, I mean, it's like a low stakes kind of thing. You're not earning anything that's going to be game breaking. But it's just like a little fun thing you could do in the game. It's
kind
like,
dude,
I've got like 1,000 tokens built up right now. And, you know, it'd be like, I haven't died. My character hasn't died in like a week. You know what I mean? And I've done this and I've done that.
It's like a win streak, but
for
everything.
For everything.
For everything.
Except for Crucible, obviously.
Right. The Crucible and Gambit where it's stuff, you know.
Yeah, but for PvP, I don't know. I thought that would be really neat. Well,
they used to have that. Like, there was stupid statistics in Destiny 1 where it's like, oh, your character has been alive for so much time. Like, it's, you know, how many kills have you gotten? What's your KD in, like, a strike? Where it's like, things that didn't matter. You could look that stuff up. And they don't have as much. But, yeah, I love a mini game. Like, you have Witcher, where you had, like, the card game in there that you could play. They've done it with a few games where it's like, yeah, they have, like, Red Dead. How long can you spend playing dominoes? I mean, but, you know, that would be cool in Destiny.
Poker.
Yeah.
Like, yes. But, like, if they had something like that, that'd be cool. Just introduce small things like that where it's not, like, huge on the game, but it's, you know, it could be a thing.
I'll tell you what else is a thing is I decided to finally go back and work on my Warlock. I took off on Friday and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to play my Warlock today. Ended up hitting level 50. My Warlock is at 629 now.
Nice.
And so it worked out with the curse week because you get your first seed of light right at the end for beating, you know, for beating the Forsaken Story.
You get it during the Forsaken Story, actually. Yeah. It's after you visit Spider, you can get that, your first seed. You get a second seed from doing Blind Well level
and
two.
You could get the third seed by doing the Oracle Challenge and getting it from Mara Saab. So I got all three seeds, like, in the same day, basically, or like two days.
I did that with, that's how I did my Warlock. My Titan, I was gonna do that this week, but life kind of monkey wrenched that. Yeah.
But it went pretty quick. Like, I mean, as far as, like, getting the light up, I mean, obviously, I was using 650 guns throughout trying to beat the Barons and finish up the story. And then once I got Chaos Reach, I was like, whoa. Like, no wonder everybody fucking loves this thing. I was like, I want Geomags now, whereas, like, I had no idea what they were before. And
Geomags gives you, like, an extra 2.5-3 seconds.
Oh, my God. It's insane. It's crazy. Yeah, I went into Gambit, and I was like, oh, my God. But I spent a good portion of time in Mayhem because I needed to actually level up to 50. And Mayhem, dude, it goes like that. Like, you could go up at least 1.5 levels just playing one game if you're having a good game. And I know that we played a lot of Mayhem this week because we were trying to get the medals and get the kills for the last ward thing. Word, not ward. Oh, God. And And I also had in my notes that I forgot, we talked about this the other night, I have Blade Barrage is like a 14-year-old seeing a naked lady for the first time. Because it's like, it's such the fucking like splugiest panic super. It's like, oh, there's a bunch of Blade Barrage.
Like, at least even in yeah. D1 with Striker Titan, you have to be close to the people.
Yeah,
Blade exactly. Barrage, you're like, oh, fuck off.
No, Blade and, Barrage is like, know? It's like you're coming in your pants. Oh my God, Blade Barrage.
Every time I do Blade Barrage, I want to, like, I remember the X-Men fighting game, Children of the Atom, and you had Wolverine. Barrage. And yeah, it was Wolverine. When it was Blade Barrage. Barrage. And like, you almost want to like do that every time you're like, Blade Barrage, Blade Barrage. And
especially the hell out of those games.
Yeah. Especially if you have Shards of Galanor, if you kill a Guardian and you stay alive the 2 seconds for it to recharge your super, you know, because I like that mechanic. It refills your super bar, but you have to be alive for a certain amount of time after for them to kick in and start refilling it. Mm-hmm. But in Mayhem, if you kill one Guardian and you stay alive the 2 seconds, you have your super again. I know, because I did it, not this Mayhem, but the last Mayhem. I went on a 14-kill streak where I think I shot my gun and killed one guy out of that because I just kept getting Blade Barrage back and back and back. And, you know, you come around the corner, oh, there's three of them. And like you say, it's just like, oh, they're all dead. And then it's like, yay. And then you get back and rinse and repeat.
Yeah, I think I want to start my Hunter again now. I was like, all right, maybe I will try and get everybody up to 650.
That is definitely something they did with these new supers, is they made it you want all of them for different reasons.
Gotta catch them all.
The Titan, I think, is still the one that kind of got the in the deal. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like any, except unless you get like Ursa Ferosa, you know, like, okay, now I got a freaking barrier that I'm like invincible and screw you.
Yeah, well, that's the thing why I want to try the other ones is, you know, I was excited to get the, what's the void for the Warlock?
Nova Warp.
The Nova Warp. And dude, I was trying that. I was like, wow, I really suck at this. Like,
it takes a second to learn how to do that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you learn it, all of a sudden, once it's fully unlocked and you start learning it, you're like, this is so stupid. I should be dead.
Mm-hmm. It's but only I just good when it's team. Fully unlocked.
Okay.
And even then, they nerfed it now, so it's not close at all.
It used to be you got health back every time you got a kill. Mm. So basically, you go in and there's three people. You have a sliver of life and you blow up and got everybody. Okay, now you got most of your life back and screwed. I can just, you know.
Because, I was trying it out in Mayhem after I got it. And I was like, oh, man, I've been waiting for this. I can't wait to try it.
I
would go up to somebody and I don't know, maybe I was splooging because I was, you know, I was hitting the button and it wasn't really causing as much damage.
You have to hold it down like the trigger, like mm-hmm. you're shooting a gun. You have to do that and charge it up then let go. That's the secret that no one kind of tells you. It's kind of the, oh, hit it. No, if you hold it and you charge it.
Yeah, because I was just like hitting it explosion. And it would be like, boom.
It only does about 3/4 damage. If you charge it, that's when you get the round corners, you know, other side
through
of the map.
A wall.
People are blowing up.
Not other side of the map. Come on.
If I know, it's not quite that bad, but it almost feels like it sometimes, or it's like, oh, they're.
I'm mad because they nerfed it. I'm sour. That thing was so much fun in Crucible. Not in Mayhem, in regular Crucible, because it's useless Mayhem against Guardians and Supers.
Blade Barrage. Oh, boy.
Him on the high with his Blade Barrage.
I have something in my head that says the one-armed mask. I have no idea what that means.
I didn't do it. I don't care.
It's like, the one-armed mask. The
one-armed
mask. So people can't see you jerking off. It's the one-armed mask. Shoot. What else do I have down here? You know what I heard that they're making? A Dune remake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, I am way on board for that. Well, especially since I saw who the cast was going to be. Oscar Isaac is going to play the dad, Leto Atreides. And then Timothy Chalamet. dude, this kid is fucking awesome, is going to play Paul Atreides. Like, okay. I'm so on board for that.
Yeah, I've heard glimpses of it, but I haven't, you know, looked into it too much because it's still in pre-production kind of.
Yeah, this Tim Chalamet kid, man, he's in a lot of stuff. I mean, I don't know if you know him, but you know him if you saw him. Lisa and I just watched this movie, a couple weeks ago. It was called Beautiful Boy, and I didn't realize what it was about. She's like, oh, you want to watch this? I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. I saw the trailer of this. It looked really awesome. It is so depressing. It's about this. He plays this kid. It's Steve Carell and this guy. And it's just him battling drug addiction, like through the whole fucking movie. And it's just, thanks. And it's based on a true story. They're both so good in it, but it is not, it's kind of a feel good movie, but not, right? Because it's just like, he's getting his shit back together, and it's like, no, no more heroin. Stop. Don't buy it. Speaking of drugs, I learned a new phrase this week. And I saw this on Reddit. And somebody had this, it was like a corporate picture of these two guys, like, congratulating themselves. And it just said, before you start posting congratulatory pictures and posting them to Instagram, don't forget to clean up the booger sugar. And you can see these guys like shaking hands and looking in the camera, and on the table there's just a line of coke. I'd never heard the phrase booger sugar before.
That's old.
I'd never heard booger sugar before. So funny. Fucking booger sugar. You guys want to do some questions?
I do.
Sure.
Okay. Let me, I know I posted them all in our thing here. Okay. So here's one. This one's from Scum Death. He wants to know, who's the most famous person you've ever met? I was backstage with Skid Row and Dave the Snake Sabo. Love my t-shirt, so we swapped shirts. He just finished his gigs with his shirt soaking when I put it on. So mine is Skid Row. So he traded his shirt, and he got like a sweaty fucking Skid Row
shirt. Old shirt for. So I've met two heavyweight champions of the world.
Oh, that's right. You met Lennox.
I met George Foreman. George Foreman, yeah. And Lennox Lewis.
Yeah.
I fist bumped Lennox Lewis. His hand is the size of a prosciutto. It is...
It's the size of a gabagool.
He would kill me if he punched me in the head. Like, there's no... His fist is the size of a normal human's head. So, I've never seen a human being the size of Lennox Lewis. Like, just...
He's English, isn't he,
Lewis? Fucking thick. Everything. He was humongous. He would have... wow.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. Probably Lennox Lewis and George Foreman. They would be up there. Or Mike Gartner. He cut me off on the Gardner Expressway once. He scored 20 goals over 20 seasons in the NHL. I didn't really meet him. He just cut me off, and then he was like, sorry. And I was like, oh, holy shit, it's Mike Gardner. Cool, no problem.
I'd probably say I've met a lot of heavy metal bands, but not a lot of, like, famous ones. I think the most famous was probably Jamie Josta from Hatebreed. And he's a pretty semi...
Didn't he come in? He came into the shop, right?
No, that was...
Somebody came into the shop, and you had a picture.
That was the guitarist from Coheed.
Oh, yeah.
Coheed and Cambria? Right.
Cool. Yeah. But Jamie Josta was... he was the host of Headbangers Ball on VH1 back in the day. But, yeah. So that's probably mine. Largest celebrity.
I bet you broke.
I don't think I've really met famous people. Like, I'm not that lucky. Like, best I've seen was at when I went to Comic-Con the 1 year, like, I got to see Hulk Hogan, like, not that far off. Like, I just didn't want to pay to go, you know, shake his hand and get a picture, because that's a lot of money for, you know, 30 yeah. seconds of, you know, shaking a hand and getting a picture. I think it was like $40 or something. It's like, it's a little steep. But not really. I mean, like, I know I like Alien Ant Farm. Like, I saw them before they were big, because mm-hmm. they were in Sacramento. And it's like, my friend's brother's band was playing at the same place. And it's like, they were one of the bands there. But it was before they made it big at all. And it's like, oh, okay. And then it's like, later on, it's like, hey, I've seen those guys. And, you know, cool. But I've never really met anybody famous.
Okay. I met Just Rocker, dude. Does that count? No.
Yeah, I guess.
famous people I've met. I met, and I put this in the Discord, everybody was posting pictures of people that they had met before. I met Ralph Macchio. Personal hero of mine. well, I paid for the opportunity to meet him and have my picture taken with him, so I don't know if that takes away from the experience any. At that same Comic-Con, Sean Astin bumped into me on the way to his panel.
That's cool. Nice.
Mm-hmm. And he apologized, and I said, no problem, Sean Astin. Like, why did I say his whole name?
Why not?
I don't know.
I'd have called him Samwise, yeah. for sure.
Potatoes.
Boil them, mash them, put them in a stew.
And actually, when Just Rocker Dude and I were at the D2 reveal, I met Dave McKinney, who was nice. One of the Kids in the Hall. I was a uh-huh. huge Kids in the Hall fan. And he was there with one of his co-stars from Superstore.
I love Dave McKinney playing Glenn yeah. Sturgis.
Yeah. So he was there, and yeah, that was kind of wild. So he like walked by, and I was like, Dave. And he came over. He was like super nice. I was like, could I get a picture? I was like, I'm a huge Kids in the Hall fan. And he was like, yeah, sure. And I remember he was like fixing his hair. I was like, oh my God, your hair's beautiful. Look what I'm working with.
What was his name? Scott Thompson?
Yeah, Scott Thompson. Is that one of them? One.
Yeah, him. I've seen him like multiple times just walking around downtown. They're all
from Toronto, right?
Yeah.
Kids in the Hall?
Yeah.
Gosh, I love them. They had some really funny bits. They had this one where it was, Michael Ian Black. Oh, no, that was the state. I'm thinking of the state. That was a different one. Dave McKinney used to do the, crush your head.
Where he squish your head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I crush your head. And he had one where
40 Helens agree.
Yeah. Oh, those ones. Remember Brain Candy?
I do.
That was good shit. Only a very specific amount of people remember that. All right, next question. This one also coming from Scum Death. Who's your favorite wrestler? Mine is the Ultimate Warrior. Jim Hellwig, RIP.
I mean, I've
really been into wrestling in a million years, but growing up, it was always between Hulk Hogan or the Ultimate Warrior. But then as I got older, from a pure shtick point of view, I always loved Mr. Perfect. I thought that was one of the best like personas that there is. Just that's perfect. Everything is so perfect. He's so cocky and arrogant and just... When he took the football from Joe Montana and threw himself the perfect spiral.
did he have his face? Goes,
that's perfect.
Did he have his face on the back of his trunks?
I don't think it was his face. I have to go check the YouTube on that one, but I remember it was like slow motion. He's like, let me show you how to throw a spiral, Joe Montana. It takes the football from him. Slow motion running. Like he wasn't even trying. He was just jogging. But he's perfect. So
He is perfect.
R.I.P. It's going to be a theme, I think, with these favorite wrestlers.
Favorite wrestler?
That's a tough one because it depends. Because, you know, like, there's so many that were
awesome. I liked so many. I went through so many phases. Like, you know, like, growing up, I mean, everybody liked Hulk Hogan growing up, you know, in the 80s. And then, I mean, there's so many wrestlers that are good for so many different things. Like, dude, like, Rey Mysterio Jr., like, that guy, like, in his heyday, just fucking flying around the ring and whipping around and jumping out and doing backflips and shit like that. Like, Rey Mysterio was amazing. I like Booker T. Booker T was awesome back in the day. Diamond Dallas Page. Scott Hall was always one of my favorites. Razor Ramon.
Razor Ramon was so good.
Yeah. Chris Jericho. Oh, my gosh. The Ayatollah of Rock and Rolla, whose band Fozzy, by the way, is really good. And I know that they've had some song they're playing on the radio a lot. Yeah.
So there's like, you know, you have Kane, The Undertaker, Rock. The Rock, Mankind. Yeah. I always loved Mankind. The Rock and Sock Connection. That was a great time. Rock and Sock Connection. Just, you know, The Rock and Mankind being a tag team, the most unlikely guys. That was just.
How about we're gonna go old school here. How about the Bushwhackers? Remember those guys? Yeah. And like their move was they would make you lick their elbow or their armpit. I mean, they would make you lick their armpit. That was their finisher. And they used to come to the ring. You can't see me, but I'm swinging my arms like they would.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You guys with the cameras are doing it.
I was watching
the Road Warriors, which were like basically knockoff Kiss, but like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, Ric Flair, man. Oh my God. What a
rush. Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
Those guys.
I don't know. I'm gonna go Razor Ramon. I don't know. I just like Scott Hall. I just thought he was funny, like when he would talking to the camera and he'd pull out his toothpick and just flick it at the camera.
He was on so many drugs. Oh my God,
that guy was so
cool. Holy cow.
He was on the Booker Sugar big time.
Oh my.
I think for me though, if it comes down to it, if I have to pick one, there is one that, you know, it is a Stu following your same theme, rest in peace, but you know, how can you not love the Macho Man? Randy Savage.
That's true.
I mean, yes, he stepped into the world of Slim Jim, but you know what? It didn't matter. He made him that much better.
Everybody. What do you mean, Bonesaw, brother?
Bonesaw's not finished with you. That was like so cheesy.
Bonesaw, like it was literally him, just being him.
And we got to give a special shout out, a special recognition to probably the man that's responsible for everything in wrestling the last 30 years, Andre the Giant.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That guy was,
I thought you were going to say Mean Gene.
No, Mean Gene. Well, I mean like the announcers and stuff, there's so many characters that God, what a shady cast of characters, you know?
Let's see.
What else we got? What other questions we got? I think there was some other ones.
What else do we got? Yes, we do. We got one from Laz, and he says, if you could have front row tickets to a concert featuring three musical groups or soloists of your choice, who would you choose for the concert? And I'm just going to say,
are they playing together?
Living or Dead. Yeah. It's like a lineup of three bands, and you could have.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Who would you put in this lineup? Living or Dead?
Ooh, Living or Dead.
Yeah.
This is a tough one.
All right. I'm going to go. I'm going to go with Michael Jackson. Metallica. And.
Michael Jackson, that's a good choice.
Maybe I'm leaning towards Queen.
Mm-hmm.
That was on my list.
Queen, Michael Jackson, and Metallica.
Lisa wants to go see Queen with Adam Lambert this summer. But that fucking guy can sing his ass off.
Yeah, he can. Believe it or not, I was actually also thinking Michael Jackson. That was one of the first ones that popped in my head, just because it would be,
yeah,
that'd be cool. You know, the cheesy answer is going to be the Beatles, but. And then actually, I'm going to go way.
About that love.
Man, way, we'd love to have you in the front row, love. Maybe you can come backstage.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, me and the lads really just cool. Like to get together and wank one.
That's like a wank one with those guys. No problem. No problem. Let's go, boys. Smoke a joint after too. But the other one, I'm going way out of left field here, because we're going Living or Dead, right? Anybody?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Dude.
I'm gonna go see Mozart. Why not?
Okay.
I'll get tuned up, get all hammered, go to the opera. That'd be awesome. Mozart.
Front row seats.
Beef oven.
Play Stairway to Heaven.
mine would be Bob Marley, The Clash,
mm-hmm,
and the Traveling Wilburys.
Traveling Wilburys, nice. That's a good choice.
So
it's like you cover a whole bunch of bases, like, with that.
If I see the Traveling Wilburys, I see Jeff Lynne. I love Electrolyte Orchestra. Roy Orbison, like fucking, he's Roy Orbison. George Harrison, he's a Beatle. Tom Petty, never saw Tom Petty, and fucking Bob Dylan, who I've seen many times.
So good,
but like,
man, what a lineup!
Well, it was funny. Like last at the Super Bowl party last night, I was talking about something, and Traveling Wilburys came up, and the guy I was talking to was like, "Fuck, dude, Traveling Wilburys." I was like, I know, right? It's like, they were awesome. He's like, yeah, they were. That was a good question, Les.
I think for me, I'm going to go with Queen, Frank Sinatra, and Rolling Stones.
Good one.
I mean, hell, Frank Sinatra, I love Sinatra.
How but, could I you mean, not, baby?
Pretty much. But I mean, I think it's just like, you know, and could you imagine the collaboration on that group? I could actually see Sinatra and like Queen.
Hey,
have a nice little combination there.
Take a listen to Sinatra duets. Oh my gosh, that's a great album.
You come with me, I'll show you the ropes, baby. The summer wind.
Let's see here. All right, this one's coming from Gorilla Golf. Ooh, getting close to home with this one, Gorilla. He says, "Okay, guys, if you could have a perfect head of hair for the rest of your life, but you would have to lose a testicle, would you do it?" 100%. I would have one testicle.
I have a question.
Okay.
I told my wife this. I'm like, I already know the answer. Of course, it can be yes. But she went like, "Well, could you? How are you losing that one testicle? Are you able to do that thing where you donate one testicle and get like the $35,000, you know? Or is it just
that's
like
not it's gone? Donating? That's selling
no,
a nut.
No, this
that's
is a, selling a this nut. This is a magic proposition. Although you could like go get a fake testicle, like
I'll go get a tire change.
Spare tire.
My uncle lost a testicle, and I don't think he ever got another one. I think he just has one nut.
So just welcome me to the Uninut Club, because I'm going to have me an afro.
Oh, my gosh. My hair would be so luscious.
If I could have Henrik Lundqvist hair, I'd rock one ball.
Oh, my God, dude. He's got some great hair.
He does. He really does have
beautiful hair. I would have a lion's mane. I mean, just like.
I'd look like Doug Henning. That's a deep cut.
You know what? Let's round out the one nut squad here. I want to be like my friends. So give me that hair.
We'll be the uniballers over here.
Uniballers. Jesus.
Will we all wear hoodies?
Oh boy, I'm wearing a hoodie right now.
I know, so am I.
But I have two nuts, as far as I'm aware. I haven't checked in a while. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, that's too easy of like, yes, of course I would donate one of
them. I'm already at the point where my wife is,
yeah.
So we had that big baby, and wife's like, yeah, you're done. Like, I think she's, especially right now with how fresh it is, she's like, we're not having another kid. I don't care. You're just, we're done. You know, I'm surprised she hasn't called the doctor and, like, arranged for the vasectomy already. You know, it's like, oh, so by the way, you have a doctor's appointment in 2 weeks? For what? And you're getting him cut off. Just
snip.
They don't. All right. Risen Phoenix asks,
dream it when I go do mine.
If you could perfect one part of your body, what would you change? Let me see. Perfect as in your ideal adjustment. Parts could include hair, facial, or otherwise, height or weight.
Go ahead, you can go.
I was just going to say I would rather be fit and not have to worry about not being fit than have hair. So I would choose that. If I could perfect one part of my body, that would be it.
What, to be, just to be fit?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, hey, I do okay. But yeah, if I could be like jacked, then I would have that over hair any day.
Well, he's asking like one part of your body, right? So like nice legs or a flat stomach.
All right.
Right?
Yeah, flat stomach.
Okay.
Just a flat stomach? Because yeah. Like the first thing I was thinking of is I want abs.
I just want huge tits and a flat stomach. Huge man boobs and a flat
I want abs. That's it.
I have abs. They're just covered in a very thick layer.
I want that sex V muscles, you know?
Oh. Okay.
I got those.
Of course you do. Or fuck it. Give me just a monster hog, you know what I mean? Give me a massive unit.
I would love a nice chest. Like a, you know, like a built up chest. Yeah, like nice pecs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice little taunt nipples on you. Huh?
Yeah.
Twig like a twigger.
I can see. Yeah, it's twig like a twigger.
Honestly, with the way my life is right now, if I could just fix it, like my whole digestive system, so I wasn't diabetic and lactose intolerant, I'd take that. Eat whatever the hell I want again.
That's a body.
I mean, part. Yeah. I mean, it's. I accept me for me.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be exterior. I mean,
I like me for me.
I'm ugly as hell. I'm used to it at this point.
I think you're handsome.
You're a sexy beast, Brooke.
Rawr. No, but I mean that'd be one thing. If I could fix that, that'd be awesome.
Nips, when you're not working on your classes, what would you work on?
I don't know. I'm still switching through classes anyways, just because I'm trying to check off.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll get back to
that. So while he's searching through classes, he jacks off?
Yeah. Didn't you hear him? What'd you say, Nips?
I don't know. I'm still switching through classes anyways, just because I'm trying to check off.
Yeah, you beat it so much, you know?
Okay. Laz also asks, what are your thoughts on Respawn announcing that they aren't currently developing Titanfall 3, but instead came out with Apex Legends? I think we kind of
fuck yeah, this at Apex the beginning. Legends. I yeah. can't wait to go play
Apex
more.
Apex Legends all the way. Fuck you, Titanfall. We don't
no,
need your bullshit.
No. I like, you know, Titanfall was pretty good. I got to finish number two still. You guys keep telling me how the ending
the
is
story
so
is
good.
Titanfall 3 would be amazing. Titanfall 2 is just so good. It's just such a sweet spot. It's like a 6-hour, like 5 or 6 hour long campaign. If
but
you are
Apex
out there
listening. It feels like it, you know, but without
does.
The
yeah,
without
yeah.
the crazy mobility.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it still feels... It was like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
But thanks for the question, Laz. This one's from Mosh and Mac. Hey there, you magnificent gentlemen. Here's a question. Does any of your partners or anyone you know have a strange laugh? As Scumdeath would know, my wife's laugh kind of sounds like an old-fashioned kettle whistling. And then on a rare occasion, it seamlessly slides into a duck's quack. Thanks, guys. Love the show. My wife doesn't have a weird laugh. I love my wife's laugh. She has a great laugh. But I wouldn't call it weird. Unless she, like, you know, if I really get her going, she may snort. Yeah. Not like booger sugar, but like, you know, snort from laughing.
I snort sometimes when I laugh. Not really that I can think of. My wife's laugh is pretty normal.
I've got to hear this laugh, though. I need one of you two guys to record. Scum or Mosh, I need you to record this woman laughing and send it in to me, and I will add it into the soundboard. That is a 100% promise.
Definitely curious to see what a tea kettle sounds like.
Yeah.
As a laugh.
So I don't have any tea kettles in here. So that would be like, I have this.
Two void and an arc at fucking void.
Yeah, I got that. I got this.
I need that bone in there.
Of course you do. But I don't have a tea kettle. I got this.
Bullcrap!
Yep. I got that.
Classic.
You know, this.
If you let it, it will suck you in so far.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Hold on. I don't know. I'm still switching through classes anyways, just because I'm trying to check off.
If you let it, it will suck you in so far.
Yeah, you just beat it so much, you know.
You just sit there and just probe after probe after probe.
Say, shit, if this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
We went on a journey there, people.
We did.
I wanted to ask you guys a question. So we were discussing this amongst ourselves. Valentine's Day is approaching.
Oh, yes.
What do you guys like to do for Valentine's Day? Are you, do you do the flowers? What is like your go-to? Cause I know, like, you know, the boys were bringing up the flowers and stuff like that. Like my wife, if I spent like $75 on flowers, she would kill me.
Yeah, mine too.
She likes flowers. Like maybe at best I would get her like a couple stargazer lilies or something like that.
Yeah.
And she would be more than happy with that.
25, like 30 bucks.
A huge fucking bouquet of flowers. She would just see that as a waste.
Yeah.
She would much rather us take that money and have a nice dinner together or do something like that. Like I don't buy jewelry. I don't do any of that. She's just not, I don't know, not into it.
I mean, if you think about it, if you, like what I do, you know, if my wife's having a rough day or just out of the blue sometimes, probably like, I would say like once a month, I try to come home with some flowers.
There you go.
Yeah. Why, like you said, why spend money on overly priced roses when they're probably half the price on a different day?
Yeah. And it's nice to just do that. Yeah. Like, you know, in my grocery store, they have like, you know, the little bouquet, it's like $4.99.
Yeah.
Just like you, like occasionally I will buy that and bring it home and, you know, it'll sit in our kitchen till they're dying and petals are falling all over the place. But it's nice to have, like, you know, hey, I was thinking about you. I love you. Here.
Yeah. I mean, usually we like to do a little, like a little date night, go to the movies or maybe some Topgolf or something. You know, well, something fun.
You have those sex muscles too, so I'm sure she likes those.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Little foreplay.
I'm about that five
play. A little oral.
I'm about five play. You know what I'm saying? Off blast. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Just say a little oral. You know, like a little heavy petting. First we get into like some over the pants stuff. You know what I'm saying?
There's some anal. Who knows? I don't know. Wherever the night takes us.
What about you guys?
I was letting you guys have your moment.
Someone's ass.
My wife, she doesn't like, she's not big into jewelry. She doesn't, you know, if I buy it for her, she might wear it, but she's really not that kind of person. She sees no point in me buying her dead flowers that are going to be dead in 5 days. If I waste that money, she's just like, nope. I've tried to go on the live flower route, but she also murders plants, you know, with a vendetta. Yeah, so
my wife too.
But like she's a chocolate snob, and I tell her that, and she readily admit. But I usually try and buy like really nice chocolates for her, and like, you know, the extra expensive ones that, you know, you can't get. Like when we flew back from Hawaii over the summer, there's a company in Seattle, Dilettante Chocolate. They make top-notch chocolate, and they had a little kiosk there in the airport, and so she got to buy it fresh from.
Oh yeah. You
know, she likes that kind of stuff, so you know I get to do. That's what we kind of do. We just, I get her some chocolates and stuff, and she's really good.
That's cool. Chocolates are, hey, I love me some chocolates.
Yummy.
What about you, Stewie G? You're still here. Do we lose you?
He's gone.
He's out?
Yeah, he's off.
He's still on my screen.
He's there. I just don't hear him.
Does he have his... do you have your microphone up, Stu? Hold on. What's that, Stu? Oh, yeah. He totally likes to get his wife... he goes in the Fredericks of Hollywood catalog, and what's this? He's typing it up right now. He says he likes her to buy whips so she could beat him with it, because he's just a naughty, dirty little boy.
Hold on, he's typing right now. He likes to toss the salad.
Oh.
So he likes to toss salad.
You can go to Olive Garden. They'll do that for you.
Yeah.
It's endless salad. Hey, go.
I think he just sent me the message. He's totally into constipation play.
Oh, yeah. I could see it. I could totally see it. Yeah, I feel kind of bad this year. I'm actually going to be away for Valentine's Day. But it's not like we're going to be doing anything anyway. It's a Thursday.
I'm definitely not doing anything for Valentine's Day.
Hey, you guys hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
So for Valentine's Day, what we like to do is I like to get my wife. It's kind of weird.
Pregnant?
But
yeah, we know. No, just kidding.
No. I like to get her to buy these whips, and she whips me with them. And it's nice. Pretty good. Every now and again, you know, sometimes you're the tosser, sometimes you're the tossee. So that happens too sometimes. And then there was some other stuff too, but I was in the process of trying to find some new headset over here so that I could rejoin the call, and I didn't catch the rest. I kept trying to say something.
Cat of nine tails.
Like, these guys are totally just talking over me, ignoring me here. Oh, something's fucked. But I could hear you guys fine.
Do you have a competitive hot dog eating mask?
A hot dog eating that.
Have you seen that?
No, yeah. That's for dick sucking.
Oh, God,
man.
I gotta find this. No, somebody had posted this picture on Reddit. It was like on eBay, and it was like a leather mask, and the mouth was just like a hole. And it said $45 competitive hot dog eating mask. Oh, my God. I gotta tell you about this. Welcome. This is a new.
So session. Hang on. I'm just gonna be a voice for all the other guys out there that are in their car or sitting somewhere listening to this, and they're like, "What the fuck do you mean your wife doesn't want flowers? My wife wants flowers. It is literally the least I can do once a year, and she likes it. Women like flowers. that is a generality. It is not a universal truth.
Oh, yeah,
but
absolutely.
In general terms, women like flowers. If your wife or girlfriend likes them,
still
literally do the minimum. Just buy them on Valentine's Day and you are good. Thank God for Racer. Racer put that link to Costco. I've never bought roses at Costco, but I was like, holy shit, this is a great deal.
If you need roses or Wagyu beef, Racer's your man.
go to Costco. That's all you got to do. It never dawned Costco's on me to everything. Even think about Costco for freaking roses on Valentine's Day, but it is a fantastic deal. They're probably sold out now.
Oh, my God. That's too funny.
And by the whips. I'm just saying, don't knock it till you try it.
Mm-hmm. And toss the salad.
And don't knock that either. You see the baby wipes? Green light. Good to go.
Everybody's eating everybody's ass
Everybody's eating ass. Not in this house.
So I saw these two memes and really made me laugh. And it just like... I just keep thinking about them, and when I think about them, they make me laugh. I put them in our chat, and this one says, the first clinical trial, and this is like, I guess this is a real thing, but the comment underneath of it was what made me laugh. It says, the first clinical trial of a male birth control gel is underway. And this guy wrote, her, get in bed and get in these guts. Him, hold on, baby. I got to put on my sunblock first. And then this one made me laugh. I was like sitting in the bathroom yesterday, just like literally laughing my ass off. And it says, it's a picture of these plastic bags and they're called Stay Fresh Cheese Bags. And the guy says, found something new to say when I leave a room. I just kept thinking like, oh my God, I'm so going to start saying that on the podcast.
Stay fresh cheese bags.
Hashtag stay fresh cheese bags. I don't know why they got me the way it did. All right, guys. Why don't we do Song of the Week? And we'll wrap it up there.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
So Song of the Week is, we have a Spotify playlist where you can go and not only listen to our podcast that is on Spotify, but we also have a playlist, the Distinguished Gentleman Podcast Playlist, where we currently sit at 369 songs, 26 hours and 11 minutes of musical enjoyment from everything across the board. And what we do is we go around the board once a week.
Forget this.
And now it is time for the Distinguished Gentleman's Spotify playlist, the number one podcast music playlist on the internet. Accept no substitutes, as no one else can come close to our essential selections.
Thank you, Jelly. You're absolutely right. You know, some podcasts have like 2 hours and 45 minutes worth of songs. I remember when I had my first beer.
Anyway, no theme this week, right?
No theme.
Oh, cool.
You know, can I just say that I'm pretty sure Admiral Nips is older than me, I think.
You think so?
I don't know. They keep going on about how old we are, and really it's like how old one of us is, which, by the way, happy belated.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, man. You fucking old fart.
What do you mean we're old? How old do you think we are?
I don't know, but we are geriatric, apparently.
Just because we're the OG podcast doesn't mean we're old.
I had brought up when they were making fun of us for being old, and I said something on Twitter, and then they started saying stuff, and then I immediately deflected and said, well, Jay was alive when Star Wars came out. I immediately deflected it, and then it was like everybody was just making jokes about like, oh, Jay, do you remember steam engines? I don't know, like all kinds of shit. So, Jay, I'm sorry. I love you, buddy. You know, potato thumbs, we love you, too. Congratulations on your playlist. Hey, 245.
Hey,
2 hours and 45 minutes is
that's respectable. Xenophan, did you have any questions for us tonight? Speaking of potato thumbs.
Let me see.
Where can we find potato thumbs?
No, I don't think so.
Where can we find potato thumbs?
Oh, you can find them. Find them on Podbean.
Can you please send me that? I need that as that's going to be like a text message alert for a little bit. Where can you find potato thumbs?
yeah, you can find them on Podbean. We're and we're doing the sexy naked Discord challenge. We're catching up, although I gotta tell you, Fluffy, oh boy, this weekend was not a good weekend for being sexy and naked Discording. Well, I did Discord while I was sexy and naked, but yeah, the birthday kind of took a hit to that. My wife got me the best fucking cake ever. Typically, I'm just like, you know what, make me a funfetti cake or something like that. And one of the moms on another squirt team, she has this business. It's called Nothing Bundt Cakes.
Hey, we have one of those businesses over here. Like, yeah, we have.
I didn't know it was a franchise.
Yeah. But,
oh my God, she got me this lemon bundt cake with buttercream icing on top of it. It was amazing. Amazing. Nothing Bundt Cakes. I love that name. Anyway, play this, gentlemen. What do you got for me?
I'm going to go with the band is Wage War. And the song is Low.
Okay. It is on the playlist.
I'll go next.
Okay.
Wolf Mother, Joker and the Thief.
Good shit.
All right. For me, there's a radio station here in the morning that has a morning show, and they get hate mail, and they started playing this song to say goodbye to those people. And I think it's hilarious, but my song this week is going to be Bones Thugs and Harmony, The Crossroads.
Oh man, good shit. See you at the crossroads, you don't belong there.
See you at the crossroads,
you don't belong. What about them dudes? What about them dudes? What up? I don't know any of the words, I just know the rhythm. and my pick is Shallow by Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga off the A Star Is Born soundtrack. That song is amazing. I love it. I love Lady Gaga. I think she's awesome. And, yeah. I guess that's going to wrap it up for us this week, boys.
I'm going to play some Apex Legends.
I'm going to play some Apex Legends, too.
I got downloads from Apex Legends.
Legends.
Okay, I was going to say, this is where it's going to get awkward if there's four of us. And
well, I'm good for probably a couple, and then
At most two games. Actually, yeah. I'm only good for one, so we're going to have to win it.
Yeah.
That's all there is.
I'm pretty excited.
Here's the thing. I took this week off because my wife is not healed, and so if I don't play it tonight, no biggie. I will be around tomorrow. In fact, last night I played Destiny, and my wife went, "You can do that again." So I'm out in the front room, and I have I have her sleeping over here, the baby sleeping in front of me. I'm out there trying to be quiet, and that's kind of hard playing Gambit when I'm getting, you know, my butt handed to me. Yeah, it's a little bit harder, but. It's funny because like she just fell asleep on the couch, so basically right. I'm out there watching the baby just in case.
Okay, Baroque, I just got the baby to sleep. Just shh, just be quiet, okay? I'm just gonna rest. I'm so tired. You just do your thing over there, okay?
No, she's like, okay, I have the tablet. I'm gonna watch some Netflix. And
oh crap! Oh my God! I told you to be quiet. Like,
no, my wife already told the baby like first night. She's like, I was playing. She's like. You better get used to this. This is what daddy does at night. I'm like, Really?
Definitely the best in the business here, so you don't have anything to worry about there.
Bullcrap!
Wow. Intense.
All right, let's go play some Apex Legends.
All right, guys. Yeah, that's going to do it for us for tonight. Thanks so much for listening. You can find us everywhere podcasts are. We're at DGents. Is it at DGents Pod on Twitter? I think
so. DGents Pod.
Go check us out there. Hit us up at dadtailspodcast.com. You can find links to the Discord, links to all the stuff we do, and or at least stuff we do that was relevant like a year ago. You can follow me at JC Jesse on the tweets and Baroque.
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Creeper.
Awesome. Stu.
At Stugazzo, STU_GATZZO.
All righty. How about you there, Boost KDV?
Boost KDV. Everywhere and anywhere.
Awesome. All right, everybody. Be excellent to each other.
Stay fresh, cheesebags.
# stay fresh, cheesebags.
If you let it, it will suck you in so far.
What was I trying to do?
We're going to find me head or thumbs.
Fluffy, happy birthday, baby. We know you don't want to raise a fuss, but I want you to have a look of on us. Happy birthday, Fluffy.
Let's lay some noobs.